Warning. The following podcast is hosted by two people who spend more time reading gossip blogs than they do actual news. Their opinions are their own. Their facts are highly questionable. And there's a good chance that one of them is extremely intoxicated.
Drum roll! Drum roll to find out who that was. I feel like we're coming back from a sabbatical, right? Like, well, we took a little time off?
We are. So, you know, it's life sucks, and sometimes you go on vacation, and sometimes you're sick, and sometimes your wife won't let you go record a stupid podcast because she's a bitch. I'm just saying, there are times when you're just like, you know, this Friday's not working out, dog. So, but we're back. We've missed a couple of weeks, but it's summertime, you know? Just go out and do something. Have fun. Go do something.
Yeah, we've been on summer vacation, too. This is the In Case You Missed It podcast. Welcome back. If you missed us, and welcome to it. If it's your first one, it's our 16th.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we take the biggest viral videos and news stories and stuff that's blowing up everybody's timeline and Facebook. And in case you missed it, we're going to bring it to you.
You might have missed it. You might have been busy having a life, not with two kids that all they want to do is watch goddamn Moana all day long. Or a wife that hogs the Wi-Fi. Sometimes you miss things that happen during the day. I'm not bitter. I'm just saying, you know. So we're here to fill you in and let you know. And this one is going to be disgusting. I'm just hypothetically putting it out there right now. If you're not comfortable with chicks and dicks, you might want to just, you know, click somewhere else. Because it's going to get disgusting.
So let's start the podcast the way that I started the week. Watching this video of Bobby Valentino from...
Slow down. I just want to get to know you.
2004, bro. Yeah. Killed it. He had a couple of good songs a long time ago. That's it.
And he allegedly got caught on video by a trans prostitute.
A woman who may have been a man. Just, you know, a lady of the night.
I'm just reading what the video is labeled. So don't blame me. I'm just reading what the video is labeled.
You know, I mean, you go to websites and stuff and you give like 50 roses or something and you get some good. That's what happened here. And then it was a setup.
So allegedly he did not pay. And this is where the video starts of Bobby trying to leave this hotel room. And he's hiding his face with his jacket.
Yeah. He's walking out the hotel room with no pants. Shame. Walking out in shame. That's fucking music, by the way, in the background.
Bobby V, y'all. Bobby Valentino, running. You forgot your shoes. And your keys.
And your keys.
If you want it back, bring me some money.
Yeah.
I can tell you the price, Bobby V.
Extortion.
Don't run, Bobby Valentino. Come here.
Mm-hmm. She sounds sexy, though. I don't know what she looks like, but she might have a dick, but she sounds sexy convincing enough that a former rap pop star with his new single, by the way, is called You Down.
On
iTunes everywhere.
Bad promotion.
Here's the situation. Growing up in San Francisco, I've seen some things. I've seen some amazing things. I've seen some disgusting things. And there are people out there that it's confusing. It's just like, sometimes you will be out there at a club getting drunk and you're just hanging out and you just realize, like, hold on a second, like, you're kind of strong. You work out, like, hold on a second. And that's okay. Listen, that's okay with me. I'm all about that if that's your thing. Cool. But when you're a rap star and you go and get a hooker and that hooker got a dick, or not even, she might not even have a dick. It just might be a situation where she might have had one previously. And you know what? It didn't work out for him. But that video is so bad because he's running out of the hotel. Like,
whatever the situation was behind closed doors, yeah. He did not want to get caught. He did not want to be involved on camera. Yeah. Let's go to Snoop Dogg with his reaction.
Cuz I just got back to civilization. I can't believe what the fuck I just seen, man. I just landed back in LA and a nigga just showed me Bobby Valentino in the room with a man running out the room without his shoes.
She told him to slow down.
She told him to slow down. Bobby, man, come see me, brother. Come see me. We got to talk, Bobby.
Snoop OG,
Bobby,
man.
Bobby. You got to get your shit together. Got to be more careful. Man.
I wish I was on a level where I could just like hit Snoop up and be like, yo, Snoop, I got this problem. Like,
there's a video of me floating around out there.
Just anything. Like, if I could hit him up and be like, yo, how do I get my kid to like, you know, he's not potty training. And like, how do I do that? I bet Snoop would be like, all right, man, here's what you got to do. Uh-huh. Like, for the pot. Snoop is OG. He's funny as shit. Like, his videos, right. He's just getting high and talking right. philosophy. And
the internet has no chill. The same day that video came out of Bobby Valentino running out of this alleged tranny prostitute's hotel room, this video came out also.
I like to I like to
that's so funny.
I like women with penis. Wanted to do some for $10. I did not have the funds left in a rush. That chick was born a man. We both had ding-a-langs. I like the taste.
Oh, come on. First off, how did he rhyme man with ding-a-lang?
It don't matter. That is hilarious. That's hilarious. But the internet, again, has no chill.
No. So in defense of Bobby, first off, he's claiming he's being extorted. This whole thing is an extortion.
Yes.
He denies that the person he hooked up with over the weekend was a prostitute. He now says that he's being extorted after the person filming him realized that it was Bobby V.
Yeah.
And apparently, as for the claim on social media that the woman was transgender, Bobby Valentino's representative said Bobby had no idea. And I have a video somewhere of the woman saying, I'm not a transgender. People think I'm a dude. I'm not a dude.
Life has really just taken me by storm right now. I went to sleep, woke up, and it was just like, boom.
So wait, it's not a dude?
I don't know.
Then why would he run? Like, he ran. Like, he was rubbing on something and something didn't add up. 1 + 1 = 3. You know, so something wasn't adding up. So that's why I'm just thinking, like, hold on a second. What is he really, like, into and doing?
And this was obviously not Bobby's place. I don't know if it was an apartment
or a cheap
hotel.
That's a hotel. Yeah.
But you don't show up to either not knowing the person you're going to visit.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A little shady. But listen, that's like the least shadiest thing R&B singers have really been into. Because in case you missed it, R. Kelly's still fucking weird.
Nah, usually I don't do this, but
he's still weird. He's got a cult, allegedly.
What's her name? Jocelyn Savage, right? She's the one that started the whole thing?
Yeah.
Dad, you know everything that's going on with the media and the internet and what you have done. It's a complete disaster, and you need to stop.
This whole thing makes no sense. He's got, like, women in a house that he tried to have be R&B singers, and they were, like, 18, 19 maybe, somewhere even younger, and basically they're just like, the parents were involved, like trying to like be like aspiring singers, like R. Kelly's going to take care of you and move you into this house. Like, first off, as a parent,
no.
You would never let your daughter do anything with R. Kelly.
No.
No. Like, just Google Aaliyah. That's it. Just Google it. You'll figure it out. Be like, no, I don't want my daughter to do any of this. Like,
or that was that video.
Even he peed on a girl. Like, no, listen.
What was that video also?
Yeah, if you go back and just look at the predator status that R. Kelly really is, don't get me wrong, he can make a hit record.
I believe I can fly.
But
this comes at a cost.
don't get me wrong. There's some stuff in the Bible I think is okay, but it comes with some other weird stuff. With R. Kelly, it's like the more and more, like, so they had a girl come out, and this girl was, like, on video saying, oh, we're not really prisoners.
I am happy where I'm at and the people that I'm around. Honestly, you know the situation that had happened that night when I went to meet R. Kelly.
But in the background, you see some dude, like, waving her off questions, and, like, you can tell there's, like, multiple people in the room when she's giving this webcam interview. Like, these girls can't leave a house. Like, it's just completely insane.
Her parents went to court and hired an attorney to get their daughter away from R. Kelly.
The last time we talked to Jocelyn in 2016, December. That's the last time I ever seen my daughter.
So, like, it's that bad where the parents have to say, like, yeah, I need to take legal action to go get my daughter from this place that she's being held in. And R. Kelly's like, man, it's not a sex cult. It's cool. And the girls are like, yeah, it's not a sex cult.
Yeah.
If you have to put a video out saying it's not a sex cult, it's a sex cult. Like, there's something going on.
Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. Don't you make a sound or some shit is going down.
This whole he has a sex cult full of women who want to be R&B singers. Story broke right when he was launching this concert tour.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the tour? It's called the After Party Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a bunch of stops that they were halfway sold out. I mean, for somebody whose name is as big as R. Kelly, and you're playing to half-empty venues.
Yeah.
So this was bad publicity for him going on the road, and then other places starting getting canceled, whether it was Live Nation canceling them or R. Kelly's people canceling the venues. But all these concerts on this tour are slowly getting canceled. And some cities like L.A., the people are like, yo, Live Nation, you better cancel that. We don't want R. Kelly and his sex cult. So all of his shows are getting canceled now. He's on tour and it's not happening.
Man, that dude is a predator. Like, he married Aaliyah when she was 14. Now, that's it. End of story, bottom line, bada bop, done.
Mm-hmm. May she rest in peace.
Google it, man. Google it.
I had to make that announcement. Did I tell you that?
Oh, my God. You were on air and you had to make that announcement?
Even worse. What? Even worse.
That's insane, man.
So, if you guys remember, Aaliyah was out somewhere in the islands.
Barbados.
Filming Rock the Boat. And then her and her whole crew and everybody, they all got on this plane to fly home. Now, it was a little small puddle jumper and not like a Southwest flight where you can throw on a million people and all their luggage. With these planes, you have to be very careful of the amount of weight that goes on this plane.
Yeah.
So they overloaded it with either people or luggage or equipment or something, and the plane crashed and she died right after she filmed that video.
Wow.
So this was in the era of two-way pagers. So the word started going around and I was on the radio and I two-wayed my boss who was at an event that night. I'm like, hey, there's word that Aaliyah just passed away. What do you want me to do? He's like, hold on, let me get confirmation. So Bill Bellamy and Aaliyah are really good friends.
Wow.
Okay. So the night Aaliyah died, I'm waiting to get confirmation. Should I go on the radio and announce this or not?
Yeah.
And somebody who's standing next to my boss is on his two-way. And right before Bill Bellamy goes out on stage, he goes, oh my gosh, Aaliyah just died. And Bill Bellamy's like, I'm about to go on stage. Don't tell me that shit. And right then, the MC goes, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bill Bellamy.
Oh, my God.
So Bill Bellamy goes on stage. Last thing he heard was an intern say, oh, my God, Aaliyah just died. Your best friend just died. The boss confirms, yeah, dude, she died. Start playing a bunch of Aaliyah music and spread the word. So I had to be on the air.
This was in 2001.
Was that the year?
Yeah, she died August 25th, 2001.
I had to make the announcement. And I met her.
That was right before 9/11.
Yeah, I have a picture of her. Me and her somewhere. I can't find it. But yeah, man, I had to make that announcement on the radio that she died.
That's nuts. In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas.
That's nuts, dude. That's crazy.
I remember that one a lot. I remember that real well.
F***ing R. Kelly, dude. God,
I know. Damn. Oh, yeah. So R. Kelly did that.
F***ing R. Kelly,
and then his shows are also, like, you know,
they're getting canceled,
they're 45 minutes long when he's on stage.
He's also denied it now. R. Kelly has come out 2 hours ago. He's denying that his shows are getting canceled. He says he's still going on tour.
He's going to show up and no one's going to be there. Like, I mean, not even the salesperson.
Yeah, I mean, the sex cult's going to be there.
You know what I heard, as long as we're digging into R. Kelly? I heard that years back when he was like on that 12-play tour, like way back.
Wait, his stories. When he was doing his stories and stuff? Trapped in the Closet?
Before that.
Oh, before Trapped in the
Bump
Closet?
Bump and Grind.
Oh, like, wow.
Like when he was first blowing up. He would go on tour. And I know somebody who would run backstage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me a story. This is coming from third person. He told me a story that when R. Kelly would show up, his people would bring a mattress and put the mattress in R. Kelly's dressing room. So he would tour with a mattress and put his mattress in his dressing room. For whatever frivolity he wished. Maybe to take a nap.
You know what's funny is that...
doesn't surprise you, right?
Doesn't surprise me. Like, literally just not surprise me one bit. Here's somebody I don't feel is a predator, but I definitely feel gets it in a lot.
Usher, baby.
You gotta let it burn, man. Let it burn. He's getting sued again and again. 2 weeks ago, herpes. Boom. Paid $1 million to some chick. Raw dogged it. Paid $1 million.
Was that $1 million to settle out of court? Or, hey, you're right, I did give you the herbs. Here's
I don't know. $1 million. I mean, that's basically $1 million is what I heard change hands. Now there's like five more and a dude. And a dude, man.
Saying, hey, I got an STD from you also.
Yeah, got an STD also. So Usher parties sound great. Usher parties sound fun as hell.
I swear we've said this the last 15 podcasts. How do people not have sex without a condom?
I would never hook up with an artist without a condom. I would never. You just don't hook up with artists.
No.
Or have sex or do anything which without condoms. Like, why not? There's like 5,000 ways to protect yourself sexually. Figure one of them out that you like and go with it.
And STDs are on the rise the last 2 years. They're blaming Tinder and Bumble and Plenty of Fish because they're all hookup apps. But like, STDs are through the roof now.
Like, they have the super chlamydia, apparently, that they've seen in like Europe where like you just get chlamydia and you got it. Like, there's no cure for, you know. And chlamydia is nasty. It's curable, but it's disgusting. And there's three more plaintiffs accuse Usher of giving them herpes.
Yikes. And his wife's standing by him, I heard, right? R. Kelly's wife?
Who's
like 50 years old?
He likes the old broads.
Shawty, I don't mind.
But here, close to home, sex predators are flying in on Southwest jets from, was it Seattle?
Yeah, something like that.
This is a crazy story, bro.
The lady was being nosy, and she was looking at some dude who clearly, you look at the dude, you're like, that dude's weird.
Uh-huh.
And he was on his phone, but he's weird, so he's blind. He has iPad zoomed in, like, big font, and this lady's reading what this guy is sending, and is like, yo, San Jose police, like, hey, that dude's a goddamn predator sex weirdo.
Uh-huh.
Go ask him some questions.
Yeah, this woman was flying from Seattle to San Jose Monday. She noticed, like Chunk said, the passenger sitting directly in front of her sending, quote, repulsive texts about sexually molesting young children. She says she saw certain words and started contemplating there's something bigger here. The conversations transitioned to children, and that's the moment she decided to preserve the evidence as best she could. I don't know what that meant, but she did tell a stewardess, hey, you guys got to get a hold of the cops because the dude sitting in front of me is trying to hook up with little kids. And when they landed, the cops came on the flight like,
yep.
Come here, Chester the molester.
Yep, yep.
This is the part where usually I say, I'm Chris Hansen with Daily NBC. Yeah. Right.
Talk about an MVP right there. She is the key to the city.
Free flights. If you abuse animals, kids, or the elderly, just take you out back.
Yeah.
Two shots, move on with life. It's barbaric as f***. And you're probably like, holy shit, Chunk, what are you saying? No, like, elderly people getting jacked nowadays. Like, there are so many home invasions I keep seeing on Facebook that people are talking about where people are just running on old people. Like, dude, get the fuck out of grandma's house, man. Like, that's not cool.
You know who I need people to leave alone? Justin Bieber.
Leave Bieber alone.
In case you missed it, I think my humble opinion is that he's on the verge of another meltdown. Because I think he had a meltdown and a breakdown about a year ago.
Well, with Selena. When he broke up with Selena, it went bad.
Because he got tattoos. He started street racing. And
he started Chris Browning a lot.
So
Chris Browning it a lot. That's funny. We can use that as a term now. He's Chris Browning it. Yep.
So he canceled his Purpose tour, which, in his defense, he's been on this tour for like 16 months, right? Hasn't he? This is like the never-ending tour.
This was like, okay, so after he did our show, he then announced he was adding like 14 more shows.
Right.
So he was adding like an LA show, a New York show. Like, he was doing Paris. He was doing big shows.
Just nonstop.
Right? Just nonstop. And he puts on a show. He's not like Ed Sheeran that just goes out there and stands there with a guitar for an hour and a half. I do, don't get me wrong. I love the ginger.
Oh, hold on.
But apparently, that's either.
You didn't like it? That's one of my favorite shows. He's one of my favorite live performers. Oh.
Love the dude, but when I saw online where people were like, yeah, he just stands there and plays the guitar. And I looked at the pictures, and I'm like, oh yeah, he's just standing there playing the guitar.
What, do you want him to dance? He's playing guitar.
I don't know. But Bieber puts on a show. He dances, he sings, he does a little monkey act.
Right.
It's fun. But he's done. He's like, nope, done, out. Quit.
Straight up canceled, like in the middle of the tour. Like, he just said,
he just Carson Daly.
Yeah, I'm done.
He's like, I'm out. He's just like, I'm out. Peace.
So apparently, like, the road crew didn't know. Scooter knew.
I think Scooter knew quickly after that. But, you know, there could be some sort of church stuff involved, like, from what I'm reading. But listen, here's the bottom line. Tour's over. It's a wrap.
Everybody's pissed at him. All the fans are pissed at him. A lot of people that were living off him, too, like all the road crew and everybody who was in charge of staging and sounds and lighting.
Yeah.
So they're left in the lurch, and then he kind of didn't release any statement for a good 2-3 days, and he posted something on Instagram, like, Chunk, like you said, kind of like hinting at maybe there's a Jesus spiritual thing. But then he pops up. Scooter Braun puts him on Instagram 2-3 days later promoting these plain white tees that he's selling for $30 at a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
Limited edition, let's do some simple edition, $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch.
So again, it's like, dude, if you're going to go off the radar, then go off the radar. Yeah. Don't show
and
up and start
Justin
selling
Bieber
t-shirts.
Selling $30 t-shirts?
That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella dope.
In case you missed it, a Brooklyn basketball court is renamed Christopher Biggie Wallace Courts in honor of the notorious B.I.G. because apparently he used to ball there.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
I don't see Biggie as the basketball type of dude.
He might have been selling crack there.
Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
But he wasn't right. Balling there. He might have been kicking rhymes there, but he wasn't balling there. Beginning ball, 500 pounds.
I'm too fat. Around and catch your ass.
Here's the unveiling of the plaque.
3, 2, 1, come on.
Christopher Biggie Wallace Courts.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, Biggie is big on the East Coast, but it's like, dude, you could have had a park like 20 years ago, 10 years ago, but I guess maybe in New York it's different. But again, do we have a Tupac park in the Bay Area somewhere?
Marin or Oakland?
Anything? Do we have any, like...
Now, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, we need to rename one of these tunnels of bridges.
Yeah.
Man, all I want is money plus the fame. I'm a simple man.
There was a huge story that was on news, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook all week, and I purposely avoided it because I'm such a puss when it comes
an
to animals.
It's a goddamn story, and those white kids.
So I guess we are watching it. Okay, so
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch the footage, but we can tell you what happened.
Okay.
So start with just, like, you have the rich kids on Instagram, and you got kids that do stuff on Instagram. Like, there are groups of kids that do that, but these kids are like, they live in the Keys.
Uh-huh.
So they're white trash, and they basically just like party and destroy animals. Like, that's the only real way to describe what they do.
Yeah.
Like, they just abuse animals because they're just redneck trash. They have nothing else in their lives.
But that's they got a lot of money.
They got a ton of money.
The video that I avoided with all my might all week was this, and I'm sure you guys have seen a clip of it. There's this speedboat that's towing a shark. Yeah. I guess they were fishing. They caught him somehow.
Yeah.
They were towing a shark through the water at high speed, apparently until the shark died. I mean, just torturing this
just
animal.
Ripped apart eventually. Look, there's basically, like, imagine, like, if you saw a picture of the kids on the hills, but you put them in Florida. You made them white trash, but with a lot of money. Because they're good-looking people. It'd be a decent MTV show. I'd watch it. I watched all Jersey Shore. But MTV screwed up. And now these kids are getting death threats, which they deserve.
So
you deserve. If you go online, mm-hmm. you do something fucking stupid, this is what happens to you. You deserve it. If you go to Walmart, you start cussing out Muslims, you're going to get fired from your job. If you go to Burger King, you make fun of black people, they're going to beat your ass. And they're going to put it on the internet. These are things I've seen this week, just in general. So, like, when you go and you have an MTV show, and you have these kids that do terrible shit to animals. Like, it's not even funny. It's not like, oh, look, there's a turtle. These guys are fucking turtles. Like, it's just a bad show. MTV shouldn't have done it. MTV sucks half the time anyways. But now this time, it's, like, bad. And these kids deserve all the shit they're getting.
But what's the weird 6 degrees of separation? One of the cast members on Siesta Key, his friend was on this boat, because I heard none of the cast members were there, but just, like, one of the cast members knew this guy on the boat, and because of that connection, a lot of people were boycotting
the
premiere of Siesta Key.
From what I've seen, it's their older footage, and, like, the trailer for the show, like, they're being very mean to animals. Like, they're just, from what I've saw of the trailer.
Let me read this article real quick. Okay. Cast members from MTV's new reality show, Siesta Key, say they're getting death threats over a controversial video of a shark being dragged by fishermen, and they've called the cops. The threats all center around the viral video of the heinous shark incident. The show's star, Alex something or other, bragged that he knows the guy's responsible. So that's it. So Alex, who's on the show, was bragging that he knows the guys who were doing the shark dragging. But yeah, if you're bragging that you know that guy that dragged the shark to death.
Well, I didn't see the shark one. The one
you didn't
I
see this? I saw this.
No,
all week.
I saw a ton of other ones where they were like, again, like doing stuff to turtles and like just gross stuff to see, like sea animals, like they have no choice. Like, I don't know. I just, again, sorry, MTV. You got a bunch of pretty people, but you got some controversy. and I'll support it.
All right, so let's get out of that one. And let's brighten people's day up. The 1990s are back. TRL is returning to MTV with apparently a cast of like a half dozen people. Yeah. TRL started with just Carson Daly.
Yeah. And then he needs a job, so.
But slowly morphed into like three people. Yeah, remember when he was the producer of it?
Had a couple of people adding in. Yep.
And now apparently it's back with some people you know, some people you don't know.
You're going to know none of these people. I knew like two.
It's finally official. TRL is back, baby.
That guy got way too excited for a show he wasn't even around for.
DC Fly, yeah, this guy right here.
MTV announced the return of the legendary show that launched careers like Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, and 50 Cent. So get ready for more music, more Times Square craziness, and your favorite celebrities coming through.
Okay, hold on a second. Stop. How the hell did TRL launch 50 Cent? No. Nope. Nope.
They're going to take credit for him.
They just needed to add a black guy in there.
You know this guy, DC Fly, right? He was like an Instagram Vine guy.
So here's the thing. Everybody who's on this new TRL is internet famous.
Right.
The reboot will feature five rotating hosts.
Rotating? Like once a week or something?
That's what CBS Radio says. And they could be wrong. Carson Daly was the show's co-creator. Did not know that. He co-created that show. I did not know it was co-creator.
When it first started, Carson would count down the videos. Yeah. And then as it evolved, it was like, yeah. Here's 30 seconds of a video, but let's do something silly in the studio. Uh-huh. And, all right, yeah. Here's the next three videos, like 5 seconds each. But let's do something. It's like, yo. Like, they kind of get too distracted.
It evolved to what MTV became.
Yeah, no video, all
videos,
like...
videos, all content. It was just content. So now what they're doing is they're doing the same thing, and they got TRL coming back for the content, because they know no one's going to be home at 3:30 to watch this crap, or 5, or whenever the hell they run it, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be either back 3 to 4, or 4 to 5. They're not going to run it 5 to 6. That's too late. Like, that's not going to be for kids to watch it. They're going to have it all online. It's going to be big social. It's just basically another daily way for MTV to make some cash. I'm with it. Mm-hmm. I'll probably watch it.
I'll watch TRL for a while.
I'll watch TRL for the content, see what happens. But, you know, I hate...
reboots?
I hate reboots in the sense of you're rebooting with no talent. You're rebooting with... internet
Carson was
people.
An unknown. He was a radio dude when he got onto TRL.
Oh, yeah. But he came from a radio background. So, like, maybe that radio dude might be okay. But, you know, like, you have a bunch of... if you have a bunch of superstar internet talent, that's fine and dandy. But, I mean, they better have good producers, is what I'm saying. There'd have to be somebody there making that not look like... because that intro right there was, like, morning radio on a bad urban station.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very like, corny.
The guy got really excited and TRL was coming back and ran around like he was going crazy. Like, I don't know.
All right, good point. So, how we wrap up the In Case You Missed It podcast is with a segment that
feel
Chunk
good.
Likes to call.
I like it. It's the feel-good story of the week. And this week is an amazing one because somebody hacked a Caltrain on I-80 and said Trump has herpes.
Take a look at this. Hackers change a sign along I-80 near Davis, taking aim at President Donald Trump.
Feel good.
A viewer noticed this sign, snapped a picture.
Feel good.
It was up for several drivers overnight to see. It's unknown who changed the sign. The
Caltrain
says it is one of their signs. It was.
Awesome
being
people.
Being used to warn drivers of traffic delays during the Pioneer Bridge construction project. Caltrain says their signs are locked with a secret password. So they're looking into how
Caltrain.
The words were
Dummy.
Changed.
Yeah, it's funny because the city of Dixon is so tiny. My fiance is from there. They get no love because that's where this happened. But the news reporter said, oh, yeah, you know, in somewhere near Davis.
Okay. So not in Dixon. That's funny.
So those Caltrans signs get hacked all the time.
Oh, they're so easy to hack. You can go online and tell you how to do it.
The fact that they don't know how somebody hacked it.
They know how somebody hacked it. You just cracked the password.
It's
like,
super simple.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I would probably be kind of hard for me to do it. And I'm kind of half a hacker, but it's easy. I mean, they have the instructions online. You figure it out.
Right.
You,
and that wasn't...
going to jail. But that's not the feel-good story of the day. The feel-good story of the day is my man, Justin Timberlake, who is not my man. We have never met, but he was at a golf tournament. He holds up the baby like the Lion King.
This is actually in Hayward, isn't it? Isn't this local?
And this story is local in Hayward. Like, I don't fucking know, dude. Is it?
I thought it was. So it's a pro-am. Steph Curry walks by, and the guy first tries this on Steph Curry.
Steph, all these people here said you'd hold my baby, man. They all said it. They all said you'd hold him for a pitcher, brother.
And then immediately after Steph Curry walks by...
Tony. All these people
There's
said
Tony
you
Romo.
Hold my baby, dude.
Tries it on Tony Romo.
They said it. Justin. saying. All these people said you'd hold my babies.
They said. The only difference with Justin Timberlake walking by is that the crowd started helping this dude out.
They all said, dude.
Here comes JT. He's going to go check it out.
Epic, dude. Logan James right there.
Hands the baby to Justin Timberlake, who, as a new dad himself, yeah. He tells the guy, hey, congratulations. Thank you. Is that Steph Curry right there with JT? That's Steph Curry in the blue, right?
Possibly, yeah. He was wearing blue that day.
And then he said, you got to do the Lion King. Justin Timberlake just Lion King'd this dude's baby.
Bringing babies back.
Yeah. That's a good line.
That's a good line. Good job.
That's a cute
dad.
Kid, too. That's a cute kid.
A cute kid. Weird dad, though, dude. Weird dad. Come on. Sorry. You're at a golf tournament. First off, you're at a golf tournament with your kids and you're the celebrities.
Right.
You're kind of a weirdo. And if you're screaming stuff at celebrities that are walking by, you're kind of a weirdo. You got a baby, trying to give the baby to people. Do you notice that Justin Timberlake didn't shake that dude's hand? He just held the baby and gave the baby back and left.
Yeah, like, a little handoff.
Yeah, there wasn't any like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. But it's a feel-good story, because anytime you can Lion King anything, that's just awesome.
Exactly. Matter of fact, once I upload this podcast, I'm going to go Lion King Chunk. My name is Strawberry. You can follow me on Twitter, Insta, and Snap at Strawberry Radio. And, of course, the website, strawberryontheradio.com.
Yeah, that's where you get all the podcasts. And, of course, subscribe and tell your mama. And hot bitches at me on MySpace or ugly people on Twitter at I Love Chunk and Instagram. My Instagram stories are usually my kids and me yelling at them. But it's not abuse, so don't call CPS.
All right, then. We'll talk to you next week. And thanks for waiting for us, for putting this podcast up, which we haven't done for a while. So we're out of here. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
The In Case You Missed It podcast.
She might have a dick, but she sounds sexy.